This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Evangelist Scott Dawson says he was inspired to run for Alabama governor after watching former Governor Robert Bentley's administration fall apart amid Bentley's alleged affair with an aide. As part of our series of interviews with gubernatorial candidates, I spoke with the Republican hopeful and discussed his criticism of a federal grant given to an LGBT support group. But we start with Dawson's call to cut regulations on businesses.
When my own son tried to start his business when he was in college, he was going to be a landscaper. But when he got into power washing and he realized he was going to have to go through ADEM,
the Alabama Department of Environmental Management.
Yeah, he was just like, oh my goodness, I didn't want to do that. And so what we've got to do is we've got to be balanced. We have to be good stewards of the environment, but we've got to make sure we keep our businesses set free of unnecessary regulations and the occupational fees, the licensings you have to go through. It's nickel and diming our businesses, and they pay Alabama taxes. So we got to set them free.
Well, in terms of education, probably the biggest platform item that you've put out there is the idea of mandatory drug testing for high school students. These are students that participate in extracurricular activities in public schools. And just to clarify, this would be just public school students, not private school students who are part of the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
Well, hopefully we could get, I don't think anyone would have a problem going across the board, but that would be one of those issues that we'd have to discuss when we get into it. But what I would hope to see is that we could get a grasp on drug addiction in our high schools. Because if you're an addict in high school, you're going to end up in one of three places. One, you're not going to be able to pass a drug test to get a job, so you're going to end up on welfare, and it's going to be on the backs of taxpayers. Two, you're going to commit a crime, and you're going to end up in jail, which, again, you're on the back of taxpayers. Or tragically, you're going to get hooked on heroin, and you're going to end up in the cemetery. And I don't want to see that happen to any student. So when I looked at this, I want to be very clear. We're not trying to hurt anyone. They're a youthful offender, so if it does come back, it's going to be a confidential case. It will not carry on with them for the rest of their lives. But it's not going to come out of the Education Trust Fund. That's one of the few questions I'm asked is, how are you paying for this?
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Absolutely. And to me, I've talked with enough business owners who can't find people who can pass a drug test. And I could talk to national companies. We want to do this privately funded. We don't want it to be taxpayers' money. We want it to be partnerships with corporations who want to help us eradicate drug addiction in high schools.
Well, I did want to ask about one thing in particular. You criticized Governor Kay Ivey for grant money that went to a group that supports LGBT youth, provides counseling, referral services.
They say they do.
You also say that it would be a betrayal of Alabama values. Now, Ivey has responded saying this is federal money. It's required to go to underserved groups, including ones like this one. And she doesn't agree with the agenda, but she's following federal law. By bringing this up, is the suggestion that a governor cannot follow federal rules if he or she disagrees with that?
No. Again, it didn't have to go to this organization. It seems like it started being given grant money in 2015. And then as we started studying, the budget was $300,000, but they got a grant of $800,000. And they abruptly closed their doors on Friday when we're calling a press conference on that Tuesday.
So for you, the issue is that this particular nonprofit had suspicious money issues.
To me, I started looking at the organization, and this was not about a community or even a person. It's tragically has been hijacked on other peripheral issues. But for me, I was going, this is a 501c3. I led in 501c3. You get tax-deductible contributions. There's not really a need for the governmental assistance in these type of programs, but they got it.
So in other words, if this grant money were going to another LGBTQ group, you wouldn't have issue with it?
Well, to me, I go, is it a 501c3? Is it already receiving tax-deductible contributions? I think you have to also look at this of going, maybe that's one of those overstretches where government maybe should not be involved in that type of thing. Now, don't get me wrong, though. I was bullied in school because of a weight issue. I know words hurt, okay? And I don't want anyone to ever think that I condone bullying in any form, okay?
So help me understand, what is the betrayal of Alabama values that you're suggesting here?
Yeah, well, ultimately, it's transparency of government.
Well, let me step back from this a moment, because you do have individuals who are gay, lesbian, transgender, who are here in Alabama, Alabama citizens and voters. When they hear this criticism over this group, I suppose on one level it could feel like they're sidelined. On others, it might feel like a candidate for office is attacking them.
Again, I don't know what else to say, but this was not directed towards a community. On that issue, I think we have to agree to disagree.
That's Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott Dawson. You can hear much more from Dawson, including why he opposes a lottery, plus interviews with other candidates, at our website, wbhm.org.